how much we're going to need.
This is how it's going to go down tonight, since you love fucking Trump so much.
Right.
And I'm a sensible person. Here's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm ready. Drinking game. Let's do it.
Tonight, you're going to take a sip of your drink whenever the camera...
Watch out, Dickman.
Good to see you.
Oh, hey, guy. Thought I didn't kill you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well... I've got the shit, so I gotta go.
See ya.
I'm gonna have to put you on a child leash.
Sorry about that. Maybe we should go inside.
Every time Trump says crooked, you drink.
All right.
Every time Biden says, come on, man, I drink. Whenever Trump references the Biden crime family, drink. Every time President Biden says hyperbole, I drink.
Hey, can I have some corn nuts?
Don't give a fuck, guy. You're not five. Put them in the bag.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah, I got it. So,
every time,
what else?
Every time Donald Trump says the border is a disaster, you drink.
Oh, maybe I should go back and get some Doritos.
Fuck the Doritos, guy.
All right.
I want you to pay attention. Every time Biden says the border's shitty because, Trump killed that bill, I'll drink.
Yeah, you're going to drink.
Every time Biden refers to Trump as a convicted felon, I'll take a shot.
Oh, you're going to be drunk.
Every time Donald Trump interrupts Joe Biden, you take a shot.
That won't happen.
Every time President Biden says he's proud of Hunter,
I'll take
a shot.
Oreos.
Every time Trump says he's proud of the Supreme Court for removing Roe v. Wade, you take a shot.
I might take a shot or two.
Donald Trump calls Joe sleepy. Take a shot.
He doesn't do it to his face.
Either one of them. Bring up the laptop. Take a shot.
You just want me to give it one six-pack?
Get another one. We need another. Yeah. Because the first presidential candidate to say the other one belongs in jail, now you're going to chug a beer.
I'm getting old English, too.
If Biden and Trump actually agree on something, shot and beer.
Hey, side pocket.
Those are the ground rules.
All right.
Let's do it.
Right on. You think we got enough booze? We got 2 six-packs, and we got the bottle of bourbon at the house, and some wine, and...
Okay.
And this side pocket.
Not enough, guy. Let's look at that bottle of Carolyn's.
I'm ready.
In that final couple of months of my presidency, we had, according to Border Patrol, who is... Great. And by the way, who endorsed me for president, but I won't say that, but they endorsed me for president. Brandon, just speak to him.
Once again, he's exaggerating. He's lying.
President Trump, staying on the topic of immigration, you've said that you're going to carry out, quote, the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, unquote. Does that mean that you will deport every undocumented immigrant in America, including those who have jobs, including those whose spouses are citizens, and including those who have lived here for decades? And if so, how will you do it?
Just 1 second. He said we killed 3 people. The people we killed are al-Baghdadi and Soleimani.
Hi, folks. Stan the Joke Man here. I just got to interrupt dipshit because that was a total deflection. He doesn't want to talk about the policy they've already got written and ready to pass to grab every immigrant who doesn't have their full citizenship in this country and kick them out. So what does Donald Trump do? He deflects, talks about something else, and then immediately starts attacking the country.
And flat out fucking lying.
State in the union, because we don't have borders anymore. Every state is now a border. And because of his ridiculous, insane, and very stupid policies, people are coming in and they're killing our citizens at a level that we've never seen. We call it migrant crime.
Drink number one, bitch.
Ow.
Migrant crime.
I got it. Let me get my beer mug.
I call it Biden migrant crime.
Drink number two, bitch.
I didn't even fucking finish this one.
Damn it.
I will.
We're literally an uncivilized country now. He doesn't want it to be. He just doesn't know. He opened the borders. Nobody's ever seen anything like. And we have to get a lot of these people out, or we have to get them out fast.
All right, we both drink.
I probably should eat something.
You want a beer?
I'd like to puke.
It was made up by him, just like Russia was made up, just like the 51 intelligence agents are made up. It's the same thing. 51 intelligence agents said that the laptop was Russia disinformation. It wasn't. That came from his son, Hunter. It wasn't Russia disinformation. He made up the suckers and losers, so he should apologize to me right now.
Four-star general standing to your side was on your staff who said you said it. period. That's number one. And number two, the idea that I have to apologize to you for anything along the line. We've done more for veterans than any president has in American history. And they now are in their family. The only sacred obligation we have as a country is to care for our veterans when they come home and their families and equip them when they go to war. That's what we're doing. That's what the VA is doing now. They're doing more for veterans than ever before in our history. He was standing with his four-star general, and he told me, he said, I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers. My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
Amen. President Joe Biden sticking up for American veterans. Thank you, sir. I'll make a drink to that. Guy? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I know. I've got a bet. 20 or 30 drinks in front of me.
Something like that.
Oh, I just wanted to put on something more comfortable.
I didn't ask what you were doing, but what were you doing in the bathroom?
Oh, I'd go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I figured that. You're in the bathroom. Why are you in shorts?
Well, I just thought I'd put on something more comfortable.
You're in shorts now. Yeah. Where's your pants?
How many drinks I got?
Yeah, a lot.
Are you going to make one with me?
Yeah, I'm going to have a drink.
Fucking A. I love you, baby.
I love you too, guys. You're losing. Where's your pants?
I put them under the bed.
Oh, shit.
As far as Russia and Ukraine, if we had a real president, a president that knew, that was respected, he doesn't want to do it. He's become like a Palestinian, but they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one.
President Biden, you have a minute?
I've never heard so much foolishness. This is a guy who wants to get out of NATO. Are you going to stay in NATO? He's going to pull out of NATO.
And he's right about this. I said, no, I'm not going to support NATO if you don't pay.
Baby, time for another drink. They agreed on something. Guy?
As president, you swore an oath to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend, unquote, the Constitution. What do you say to voters who believe that you violated that oath through your actions and inaction on January 6th and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I don't think too many believe that.
Fuck you, Trump. We all saw it. You did it.
Well, I don't think too many believe that. And let me tell you about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through. Very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever.
Oh, good God. There he goes again. Everything he says is 100% indefensible, so he completely defects and starts talking just bullshit. Pointless bullshit, because he can't answer the question. Because he's a liar. Are you done throwing up, guy?
Yeah, I went in the bathroom, but I'm still sick.
Okay, I'll turn it back up.
Because he can't beat him fair and square.
You have 80 seconds left. My question was, what do you say to those voters who believe that you violated your constitutional oath through your actions and inaction on January 6, 2021, and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I didn't say that to anybody. I said peacefully and patriotically.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
What do you know? Donald Trump told the truth. What did he say after that?
We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Yeah!
Take the Capitol right now,
and we fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Our exciting adventures and boldest endeavors have not yet begun. My fellow Americans, for our movement.
Yeah. Fuck America, they say. Donald Trump basically just got up there on that stage last night, bullshitted, and And Joe Biden laid out nothing but fucking facts. And of course, they won't hear that. They're going to hear, oh, he was discognitive and blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. Trump started out strong. Biden started out glazed, all bleh. Of course, by the time the debate was over, Joe was stomping all over Trump with the facts. Trump was losing it, but nobody heard that. They only listened to the first 15 minutes, and then they don't hear any more. They're going to base their whole decision on that. Yeah. Kids, if you're looking at your grandparents and they vote for Trump, I want you to consider this. Your broodmare grandmother and your dumb fucking hick grandfather, they're looking for any excuse they can to justify voting for Trump because they've already voted for Trump. Sure they have. They voted for him. They voted against this democracy for a long time because they're both spoiled, fit-throwing brats just like Donald Trump, and they'd rather shit on the country than ever admit fault. What person in their right mind would vote for somebody that's selling out America to our foreign adversaries? What kind of a man would vote for America's number one nemesis, Russia? Because that's what they're doing when they vote for Trump. What kind of a man would turn on his own friends? What kind of a man would turn on his own wife, his own grandkids, granddaughters, yeah, and their health? What kind of small American man would turn on his own country the way America is turning on Ukraine under Donald Trump? People just like your grandparents.
A lot of these cultural crimes I've been complaining about can be blamed on the baby boomers. Something else I'm a little tired of hearing about. The baby boomers. Whiny, narcissistic, self-indulgent people with a simple philosophy. Give me it, it's mine! Give me that, it's mine! These people were given everything. Everything was handed to them. And they took it all. Took it all. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they stayed loaded for 20 years and had a free ride. But now they're staring down the barrel of middle-aged burnout. And they don't like it. They don't like it. So they've turned self-righteous. And they want to make things hard on younger people.
Everything he said, 100% true and prophesied 28 years ago. 28 years ago. George Carlin, you were right. That generation that come right after you, they're old now, and yeah, they're exactly what you said they were.
Definitely not Christian.
So they look for excuses to vote for the evil. They're going to vote for Donald Trump because they're incapable of accepting no. That makes the rape acceptable to them. That makes the lies and the espionage acceptable to them. And I can back it up. Look at your grandfather and your grandmother. This morning, Republican Party, headed up by Speaker Mighty Mouse Mike Johnson, while they're working super hard to write some new laws that make the January 6th committee completely illegitimate, negating all subpoenas, and it's to save fat-ass Steve Bannon. Yeah, it's because Steve Bannon's going to prison on Monday, and they got to save their fat fucking pig. So they're going to lower the bar to allow him to get away killing cops! Fall in line, lower yourself, shit on your own virtues, and allow your own rights to be stripped to attack innocent people, to accept Trump's lies. They're trying to wipe away their shame, the attack on the American democracy by these fucking animals. And so they got to lower the bar even more. And that's why Speaker Mike Johnson and them are trying to rewrite the law today. Yeah, negating the January 6th Republican-Democratic Committee. Proof's in the pudding. Listen to fucking idiot from last night completely lie about the January 6th attack.
And Nancy Pelosi, if you just watched the news from 2 days ago, she said, I take full responsibility for January 6th. But she's saying, oh, no, it's my responsibility. I was responsible for this because I offered her 10,000 soldiers or National Guard or whatever. And I offered it to her, and she now admits that she turned it down.
He did do a damn thing, and these people should be in jail, and they should be the ones who are being held accountable. And he wants to let them all out, and now he says if he loses again, such a whiner that he is, that it could be a bloodbath.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
What he's telling you is simply not true. There was no effort on his part to stop what was going on up in Capitol Hill.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election.
and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
You bet. By the time he got around to saying that, there were already over 100 police officers in the hospital being treated after being attacked by that fucking mob of his. And one was in the morgue. The face of the Republican MAGA terrorist party. There's no excuse, and you can't weasel your way out of it. A vote for Trump is a vote for Russia and everything America is not.
The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now. And the fact of the matter is, the idea he's refusing to, will we denounce these guys? We denounce the people we're talking about now? We denounce the people who attacked that Capitol? What are you going to do?
Not a fucking thing. Trump refused to denounce the terrorist organizations because he's going to release them and use them as his brown shirts to attack this democracy and go after innocent Americans just as soon as he gets in office. The Republican Party has been reduced to a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization. They piss on law, they piss on the courts, they piss on the Constitution. They want it Trump's way, and they want to attack you. Defend yourself. Oh, they say they love cops while they attack them, kill them, and abandon them. Two-faced poser pussies. They cannot be trusted. And if you're going to use your folks to attack us, politicians, know this, cocksuckers. Second you break the law, there is no law, and we will defend ourselves. You can count on that. Like I said, look at your grand folks hard, kids. Chances are, they're just as spoiled and self-serving as Trump is. They'll lower themselves to uplift anything and endorse anything, including a rapist, traitor, felonist. So as long as they don't have to look in the mirror because they're gutless. That's their first problem. Because God hates cowards. That's my take on the debate. Yeah, Joe was sleepy, but I'll take sleepy and old over dishonest, traitor, liar, rapist any day of the week. And that is your choice this election, folks. All right, that's going to wrap it up, folks. Yeah, at least for now. That's my take on the debate, and I didn't want that to be tied in with any other show, so I'm giving this to you now so you got something to go with. I will be back later this weekend. You know I will. I'm always coming out with something, especially when I'm working on my smokehouse. I am building from scratch. Never made one before in my life, but I am making a smokehouse over there on the north side of my smokehouse. Yeah. High noon it is, folks, and I appreciate y'all joining the Stan the Joke Man show. Sorry, I'm just as disappointed, worried, and concerned as you are. We'll all pull ourselves together, break away from this shit for a little bit, and reconnect sometime this weekend. You don't know where the fuck you're going to get me. I'm like herpes. I just come back when you don't need me there. This is a property of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studio here in Henrietta, America. Everybody, Monday and Friday at high noon on iTunes, all right? At the very latest, I'll be back at Monday, high noon, okay? Till then, bye, con Dios, mi amigos. Burn your shit solid.
Trump a-blowing and a-going. This is better than a timeout. Weakness in full display. Mentally not right. But he runs way, rise up, you orange clown, then set your ass right back down. Had something to say, but now you choke. Watch your case go up in smoke. Lock on, lock on, lock his dumb ass up. Don't deliberate, don't celebrate. Americans have had enough. Oh, what do you want? What do you want? Not rapist Donald Trump, no way. Bloody loving Donald Trump, no, no, no. the mock of ages. Trump's still lying, half-wits buying. Mock of ages, burn the pages. Trump alleges, sign his pledges. He's got no power, but an ugly story. While he sits in prison, gonna do his hoy Melania. Knee carpet burns. Ha 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 ha!